Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. We got plenty going on this hour we will get to, but we kick it off right now with our new old fun segment, the Pet of the Week, with the Southfield County Humane Society. Joining us right now, Executive Director over at the Humane Society, Madison. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to see you again.
It is good to see you.
And I'm not saying that just because you have a dog in your lap. I swear, I promise, I'm not. No, this is so much fun for us, Madison. This is a segment that we had here at the at WFHR for years, decades, long time. It is great to have you guys back. We love our humane societies, and we appreciate the time and everything you do for our community.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Got a lot to talk about today. First up, how were your holidays? How did you enjoy the end of the year there?
Holiday was good. A little busy, but good.
Yeah, I imagine. Let's get this out of the way right away, okay? This is going to be tough on me because I want to adopt every single dog I see. Dogs that are owned by other people, Madison. Like, I got a problem. I do. I have an issue and I'm working on it. But you're going to help me get through this because these dogs that we bring in, these are for other people to possibly donate, you know, sponsor or take on and bring their new friend home. We do want to send a gigantic shout out to our sponsors for this segment, Bow Wow Meow Boutique. Our great friends over there doing amazing work in this community as well. We say good morning to all of our friends over at Bow Wow Meow Boutique. Madison, introduce us to our new friend here, Sully.
So our little friend Sully here just joined us up on the 5th of this month. He came up from Texas and was found as a stray. He was on euthanasia list, so we decided to pull him because down south shelters don't have that availability to be able to place animals all the time. So we were able to pull him, luckily, and so he has joined us. He was in a foster home before he came up to us and does great with kids, cats, and dogs. He can be a little terrified of cats as they're a little intimidating, but... Otherwise, he's a very, very sweet boy.
He seems like just a sweetheart.
Yes.
He came right in here, came right up to us and, you know, sniffed around and everything. It was a very sweet dog. For a second, I would like to touch on that because I think that for our humane societies, and this is the case for many shelters, many societies throughout the country and everything, that are no-kill shelters. You take in dogs from all around the country oftentimes like this. This is not something that is uncommon for you guys.
Yeah, it's not very uncommon for us. We try to assist when we can. Obviously, our community comes first, so our surrender wait list are strays, but when our slower months, like the winter months, when we're able to assist out, when we need to help with huge hoarding cases or when spacing needs are very, very high down in that down south, we try to help out as much as we can. So
I know that a lot of shelters down there are pretty good about this too, about sharing that information. We were talking during the break there. There was a Chloe, a blue tick healer that I got from Houston that was in a similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
It was at a kill shelter, or she was going to be euthanized, and we were able to take her in up here.
Mm-hmm.
This happens a lot, but I don't think it's as common knowledge as we might know. Think.
Yep.
So I think when we hear this stuff, it helps us understand and empathize a little bit more with our humane societies that they're not just dealing with dogs here in Wisconsin or even in the Midwest, but really throughout the whole country.
Yep. We use Texas quite a bit. So Texas is usually who we help with. We've got about 3 or 4 rescues down there that we work with to kind of help pull these dogs up. But it is definitely a very hard story because you can't take everyone. So
yeah. When it comes to that part of things, like there's plenty there. We're lucky in this area. We got nothing but people with great hearts out there.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and if it was up to them, they would take every dog, similar to like I am and all this.
Yep.
But there are things that we want people to understand when, you know, good intentions are great, but just taking an animal to do that, it kind of defeats the purpose because you may be bringing this animal right back to the Humane Society or even worse. So
Yep. What
are some things, and we're going to do this a lot, so get used to this answer. What are some things that people should keep in mind before adopting a dog?
Some things to keep in mind is we always follow a 333 rule. So 333 rule is 3 days to get acclimated to a new space when you first take a new pet home, and then 3 weeks to finally start getting into a routine of, hey, I'm in a new space, this is kind of the routine we go with, and then 3 months to be fully acclimated. We understand some dogs can take longer than that, or some will not even need that rule at all. But usually when animals come to the Humane Society, we don't have a lot of history on them, so we're not going to know that much information about them. We try to place them as successfully as we can, but we're not always going to know that information. So
when you're introducing a dog into a new environment, into a new home and everything, are there certain things that are great tips, great ways to, you know, clear everything out, make sure that they got plenty of room. I don't know, having a toy in there, things like that.
Yeah, usually a room set up for themselves, just because coming to a new place, it's very, very stressful. So having a room that they can fully decompress in for the first 24 hours. Some dogs are going to be like, nope, I want to be by my people right away. Some are like, hey, I need a couple days. Cats especially need that. I need 24 hours to myself just to decompress so that I have that space. Setting up a room with like a kennel for them so they have a safe space and toys and food and water and separate from other pets so that they have that time to decompress before they're fully acclimated to the house.
We have our newest team member, Ashley, in studio with us here and everything, who helped set this up. And a big shout out to you, Ash. Nice work. She's good, isn't she? Man, she's so good. She's so good at this. I almost forgot how good you are at this, Madison. I really do appreciate that. What you have in your heart, your brain at this Humane Society in particular. It's a perfect match.
Well, thank you.
I did want to also mention, too, because it's been a little while since I've been over there and stuff. How are things at the building itself? How are things going over there? Are there things that you guys could use as far as, I know there's plenty that you could use as far as dog food and that kind of thing. Anything in particular standing out that we're really low on this?
Yeah, for sure. With kitten season very quickly approaching, usually March is when we start hitting with that. Mm-hmm. We are in desperate need of kitten wet food, kitten dry food, and cat litter for sure. Dog food, we always can use donations of that as well, but those are definitely our highest needs right now.
How about, you know, I am a dog person, so I love dogs, but I love cats, too. I have nothing against cats. Just dogs just a little bit higher than cats. But I really like cats a lot. You guys have cats there, dogs there. Are any other animals? Because I know every once in a while there's a rabbit that shows up or a hamster or something like that.
Yep. So I'm the small animal person. I've had small animals my whole life. Mm. So I like to try to bring some of them in occasionally. So we get guinea pigs. We've had ferrets. We've had bearded dragons. We've had rabbits. So it's every once in a while. It's not very often, but we always put a shout out on Facebook when we have those guys to let people know that, hey, these guys are going to go quick. They're not here that often. So,
nice reminder to be sure to follow the Southwick County Humane Society on social media. It's a great follow. You will not be disappointed in following that. I have to ask now, just because as an interviewer, off the top of your head, a weirdest or strangest animal to come in. Do you have one?
Alligators.
Really?
Alligators.
Get out of here.
Yes. It was my bucket list. I started here March 2 years ago almost, and it was 3 weeks into me starting, and police department called us up and was like, hey, can you take alligators? And we're like, sure. So we ended up with two alligators. And
how long did it take you in that conversation to be like, is this a prank call? Like, is this a real person? No, okay, it's a real person. Okay, it's a real person.
It took me a second. I was a little shocked, and then I was like, you know, this would be a bucket list item of what came in the shelter today, so check it off today. Let's do it.
I am so glad I asked that question. I am so glad.
I remember seeing that in the newspaper.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
It was
huge. We have a really fun event coming up. I wanted to take some time to talk about that. Tell us about it, man.
Yeah, we have our Super Snow Sculpture Spectacular coming up. It is going to be on February 11th from 9 to 2. We have teams that can sign up to sculpt a snow sculpture. So you have to bring all your own supplies and everything, but as long as you sign up for it, spots will go very quickly. We only have a few select spots this year, but some really exciting things this year that we're bringing to it. In past, we've had live music and kids games, raffle baskets, and a bake sale going on. This year, we get to bring cornhole contest to it.
Nice.
So we have 18 teams available for signing up for that. So we're very, very excited for it.
That's a fun one. Is there anything that people, like, do people need to register for this?
Yep. So if you are planning on wanting to snow sculpture or be part of the cornhole team, we do ask that you register ahead of time for that because spots will go very quickly. But other than that, the day of the event, it is free to show up to watch sculpting or to be there. We'll also have soup available from local businesses in the area that you can purchase. So it's going to be a very fun event.
Yeah, we've got a great history with the snow sculpture events. They always go really good. As long as we get some snow, they're very good. They're a lot of fun. We have so many great creative people in this area when it comes to those. One of my favorite things is seeing the finished products every year when this is done. Where is this taking place?
We will be at the Ridges Golf Course this year, so that's
wonderful.
Where we will be.
Love our friends over at the Ridges. Good morning to all them over there. And if people do want to register for this event or find out more, how can they do that?
They can either stop by the shelter to do so, otherwise they can call our main office line.
It's just so good. Just boom, answers right away. It's just so good at this. I did want to also take a second, Madison, to remind people that while we're encouraging them to, you know, stop by, maybe meet their new best friend or something, you guys can always use people that just come by for an hour or so, maybe walk these dogs or spend a little time with them, correct?
Yeah, so we actually just changed up our volunteer program and we're super excited about it. We are starting to do our orientation for that this month. So we are looking for volunteers to commit a little bit more time than in past. So with that, you can fill out an application online. We are asking for 4 hours a month for 6 months as a commitment, which isn't too bad. You can do it in one day. You can split it up. But with our volunteering, we're looking for dog walkers, cat socialization. We're looking for a building maintenance person for volunteers. So we have a lot of opportunities for it.
It's an interesting idea. And I imagine that, and understanding certainly that people are volunteering with their free time, and mm-hmm. we appreciate that.
Yeah.
But with that being said, you make plans to be there as a volunteer, and if you're not there, that's harsh. That
yes.
that really is hard to deal with and everything mm-hmm. when you're counting on. I think everybody can relate to that.
Yeah.
That not only does that not seem like a much to ask for, that's a really cool idea, actually. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of something like that. I think that's a really smart idea.
Yeah, we had actually noticed it from a couple of our other Humane Society friends that those were their requirements that they had done. And what we're trying to do is, because we had cut volunteers for a little bit because we were working on staffing needs and trying to figure out everything that we needed to be safe in our building. Now that we're ready to roll this back, we're offering behavior handling training for all of our volunteers to make sure everybody is going to be safe in the building as well. So we're very, very excited to bring it back.
It's a great idea. And it is what's best for the animals, best for you guys, best for everybody. I've worked at a number of different shelters around in Illinois and California, and that was one of the bigger cruxes we would run into. Is there was plenty of people that wanted to, they had good hearts, mm-hmm. and especially would stop by and maybe drop off some food or something like that. But you know, they'd say they'd be an hour, they'd be by an hour or two, and then they never show up or something. And usually, a dog or two was waiting to be walked, and it may not seem like a big deal to some out there, but for these animals. Imagine having, I'm going to take away all your books, your TV, your music, all these things. None of it. You don't have any of it. Mm-hmm. That's what this is for these animals. Being able to get outside, being able to smell, that's they're flipping through channels and everything. And to take that away is to not be able to fulfill that is heartbreaking for the people that work at those shelters and the people that care about these animals.
Yeah, and it's a very stressful environment for animals. Some animals are not even fazed that they're in the shelter, but some animals, it can be very, very stressful for them. So, and our staff being pulled in 7 different directions during the days, it's sometimes they don't always get to be out at every time. So we try our hardest, but having those volunteers to be able to come in and give them just a little bit of relief just to go for a quick 5-minute walk is just the best thing in the world for them. So
if people do want to be a part of that, they would like to help volunteer, maybe drop off any food or something like that. Madison, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can either call. Otherwise, on our website is our volunteer application. Otherwise, they can stop by for a paper copy at the shelter.
And anybody out there listening, how would somebody adopt Sully or learn more about Sully here?
Yeah, so we are appointment-based for our dog room appointments right now at this time, so we are not allowing walkthroughs. If they are interested in meeting with Sully, we ask an application is filled out online or a paper copy in the shelter, and then we can set up an appointment from there.
Cannot thank you enough for the time. Thank you, Sully, for coming in. Good boy. Good boy. I appreciate this very much, though, Madison.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
And what you guys, your staff, all the volunteers, what you do for this community is greatly, greatly appreciated. You ever feeling unappreciated, you reach out to us over here. We'll make sure that you guys know how appreciated you are.
Well, thank you. We do appreciate it.
And one more time, I want to send a big shout out to Bow Wow Meow Boutique. A big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment. Be sure to adopt and then shop at Bow Wow Boutique for all your furry friends' needs. We will also want to encourage people to bookmark and the Southfield County Humane Society page. That's SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. That's where you can go for all the information that Madison and I have been talking about here. Be sure to stop over there and visit them as well. And you can email them at SWCHS@SWCHS.com or give them a call at 715-423-0505, 423-0505. Looking forward to next Thursday already.
I'm excited.
We'll be back with more fun here on The Morning Show coming up at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here on WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Seth and James here with you. And Seth, you're not a dog.
I know. Sorry.
I love working with you, man. I really do. But my excitement level now just goes down a little bit.
The dog is gone.
Just working with Seth now.
Yeah. I can look like a dog.
I appreciate you, brother. And I have a big appreciation to Madison and to Sully for joining us this morning. Big thank you to our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society.
Yeah.
They do such amazing work over there. Encourage you to be a part of things over there. Again, you can find out more going to SWCHS.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. And a gigantic thank you to Bow Wow Meow Boutique, sponsoring the segment. Big thank you to them. You can join them. Bow Wow Meow Boutique is locally owned over at 231 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Adopt, then shop at Bow Wow Meow Boutique. And keep in mind, everybody, we're always looking for sponsors for that segment.
We are. Continually, yes.
We want to have a nice running rotate because the purpose of the segment is to help out a nonprofit. And,
exactly.
And one that we really back and support here in this community and this station. We're not the only ones. Everybody loves the Humane Society.
Exactly.
The other end of this is for local businesses to be able to sponsor this with us and show their backing of the Humane Society and also promote them a little bit, like Bow Wow Mia Boutique.
That's right.
Who do amazing work in this area. I encourage you to head on over there.
Who doesn't want to be associated with cute, adoptable animals?
Yeah,
really. I mean, seriously, who doesn't want that?
You talk about the PR bump that you get from this kind of thing. E-Way Sales and Services are coming up. Cotton Thimble's coming up. We've got sponsors coming. We want more.
Yep.
Want more.
Keep them coming, everybody.
Give us a call at our front desk at 424-1300. Pam will get you in contact with our great sales team. Get you on the team and get you going with this. Looking forward to it. So I wanted to touch on this one, Seth, and it's a little bit interesting as far as entertainment news we usually cover in this segment.
Right.
Mindy Kaling's got a Velma series coming out.
I just saw a trailer for that yesterday, and I wasn't sure until I saw it. It is animated.
Yeah.
I at first, I wasn't sure if it was animated or a live action, but it is an animated one, yes.
It premieres today on HBO Max. Again, it's called Velma, and it's more of a mature version of the show. And Scooby-Doo is not even in it.
What? No Scooby?
That seems a little weird. Seems like a little weird.
I didn't see any Shaggy in there either, so.
It's an origin story about Velma and the events that led her to assembling Fred, Daphne, and Norville, Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Back at New York Comic Con in October, the showrunner said that they wanted to separate it from the children's show since this one will be have mature elements. The main reason is Warner Brothers Animation didn't give them permission to use Scooby.
Oh, that's why they could. My guess is they didn't want Scooby associated with the more adult, more mature content that will be on the show. That makes sense. Okay.
I did not know it was an origin story.
Yeah, that's me neither. Can I just say that I'm a fan of Scooby-Doo, of the many iterations throughout the years. My favorite Velma, though, is Katie Micucci.
Oh,
she does a great job.
She was good.
She was a good one.
She embodied it perfectly.
Yes, she did.
She was very good at it. I am curious, too, what this is going to... Because you're doing this in a weird way where you're doing the mature version of this.
Yeah.
And then, like, you would lead that. That would technically lead into the kids' version. That that seems a little weird way to do it, but... It's interesting. It's interesting.
There is, and I can't remember what it's called. Maybe it's better that way. There is a fan-produced live-action Scooby-Doo that is extremely dark. I just put it out there.
Yeah.
I just watched a little bit of it, but I'm like, I'll stick with the cartoons.
I don't understand the purpose of trying to mature or darken Scooby-Doo.
I don't
know. Had that in Scrappy. Scrappy was already as dark as you needed it.
That's the awfulness that is Scrappy-Doo, the gaping black hole. Yes, I agree.
Did anybody like Scrappy? Did anybody?
I don't know.
I don't.
They kept putting him on the show for a while. I don't know why, but you'll notice in the last 20 years, there's no Scrappy.
No.
They've many of the, like I said, the many iterations of Scooby-Doo, no Scrappy-Doo.
Scrappy is hanging out with Jar Jar Binks and a bunch of other forgotten
most
characters.
Most hated characters of all time.
Just hanging out with them, just in a waiting room, constantly waiting for the number to be called.
No, I feel bad for him, though, because it's like, oh, God. They weren't that bad, I suppose, but now they're in purgatory. Yeah.
Every once in a while, I have these moments on the air where I have to own it being a hypocrite. I will say something, and then usually the very next day, something comes up to make me.
Oh, okay.
I think we need more of this in society,
yeah,
where we own things that, hey, I said this, but I learned mm-hmm. more, and now I know this.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, more of in a fun way, I mean it this time.
Okay. Though,
because we were talking gender reveal parties the other day.
That's true. And yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, I've always talked very much, I'm not a big fan of these.
Yeah.
I don't see the point. They seem a little silly, and they're starting to get way too dangerous.
And dangerous, yeah.
I take it all back.
Oh, no.
If this is how we're going to do gender reveal parties, I'm all in.
Okay.
1,000%. I will start showing up at ones where I don't even know the people. I just want to see the reveal party.
Okay.
Because former Harlem Globetrotter Doug Anderson has gone viral with his gender reveal video. He does a wicked slam dunk, and then when the ball hits a balloon at the bottom of the net, a cloud of pink powder bursts into air. I'm going to try to show this to Seth real quick here. I don't know how well he can see.
Yeah, that's a pretty narrow thing, but
yeah,
there we go.
Won't enlarge it either.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
That was a sweet dunk, too.
Oh, it was a really good. That was a nice windmill.
There you go. Yes, it was.
And his wife, and looks like they have two younger kids are right
Aww.
There. They're celebrating.
Now, that one's kind of sweet.
That was sweet. That was a cool one. I also like that it's just them.
Yes, exactly. It's just them, not a whole bunch of people.
It's him, his wife, and I think it is
their kids.
They have two other children.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that would make these a lot more sweeter to me.
And a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Not have to drag it out. They just, boom, you're done. There it is, you know?
I think that every gender reveal should be this now. And actually, even if it's not Doug's kids. Like, I mean, Doug, I'm sorry, Mr. Anderson, but...
You don't need to continually have kids just to do this.
No,
yeah, right.
No, I'm not crazy. I am crazy enough to make you do this for everybody.
I got a better idea. Instead of having gender reveal parties, just do videos like this. Short videos.
Yeah.
Put it out, you know, since it's going to be on social media anyway. Just, you know, instead of doing this whole big blah, 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 whatever, just do that. And just quick, done. You know, everyone knows.
While this certainly was done to promote, to put on social media and all that, what I like about it also is it never feels like it's about them. It feels like it's about the moment and sharing it with people.
Yeah.
Too many look at me, Louie kind of things with these where it's all about, look at me.
Look what I'm doing.
Crazy. Look how crazy Ooh, this is and everything. I don't know. You lose me on that.
Well, and since he's a basketball player anyway, you'd expect him to do, a crazy dunk and that stuff, which just awesome.
We are wrapping up our entertainment segment. We'd be remiss if we did not mention one of the greatest giveaways of all time.
That's right.
The $1 million advertising giveaway going on with our friends at Civic Media.
Yes.
We are so happy to be a part of things at Civic Media. Up and down the state, you can catch us on the dial.
Yes, you can.
We have got stations all over the state, and we are so proud of this. And our company was not able to do this alone, certainly. When Sage and Mike get this thing going, it takes advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
You are nothing without advertisers.
So how radio works right now.
It is one of the oldest relationships in radio. It is the advertiser and the business.
Yeah, in media, as a matter of fact.
True, very true. How do you thank all those advertisers in all those markets? We tried to buy gift cards for everybody. It just was
logistical
a mess.
Nightmare.
It was crazy.
Just, oh my
it was insane.
Gosh.
I filled out so many thank you cards and for nothing. Then they had this idea, which seems like a much better idea.
Plus, I mean, getting a card is nice. Getting $1 million, that's way better.
Seth, explain to everybody what this is.
So basically what we are trying to do across the entire Civic Media network that we just talked about is we are going to be giving away up to $1 million in free advertising, and we're specifically focusing on local businesses. This is the way that we're going to try to get people who, small businesses, don't have a lot of money for advertising. We want to help you get your foot in the door. So we're going to have this giveaway. It's going to happen on one day, January 26th. Mark your calendars right now because it's only one day. It's going to start at 9 o'clock. Go to the website, civicmedia.us/million. And they actually have some stuff on the website there now if you just want to check it out. Mm-hmm. But not until the 26th will there be a form application available that you can fill out. And don't forget also to mark where you heard it.
Mm-hmm.
If you heard it on Mornings with WFHR, make sure you click it on the menu there that they'll have, because we want a little friendly competition going on.
Rights.
Some of the other shows on the network here. But the main thing is this is to get some money for advertising for you. So over a month period... The smallest amount we're giving away to any business, $5,000 worth of advertising. $5,000. $1,000. That is not hay, everybody. This is a really cool idea. It's going to be over a month. You can see what it is. We'll work with you to get your commercial on the air. We'll find a way to make it fun and ear catching. I guess it's not eye catching because it's on radio. Ear catching, and we're gonna. It's the fact that it's statewide. The fact that it's something that no one is doing at all. Yeah. Nation, this is big stuff, people. This is big, big, big.
It's a chance to work with Civic Media's sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our networks. And not just any sales team, the most creative and best in the business. These guys, Steph, and actually our whole Civic Media team.
Yeah, exactly.
Roxanne, Ashley, Stefan, all of our people. They're all amazing at what they do. And we know whether you are have been with us already or if you're a new business and you've been out there sitting and looking and wondering, here's your opportunity.
Right here.
And this is all about really promoting and sponsoring, helping local businesses, that small businesses.
Yes. If you know anything about the mission of what Civic Media is all about, on the press release they released yesterday, Sage said it, this is about local. This is about local small businesses. They are the backbone of all the communities that Civic Media is in, and we want to highlight that. That's one of the reasons we're doing this.
Civic Media is not owned by some conglomerate.
Nope.
It's not run by some manufacturing company or some oil or some impromptu company that is basically trying to get an agenda or propaganda out, or bad radio, if I'm being blunt.
Yeah.
Civic Media is what we talk about here. Local. Mm-hmm. They are real. They are straightforward and really about you, about the community. This is our opportunity to put back into the community, to really really do something. You know, you talk about putting your money where your mouth is. This is it, people.
Yep.
This is what we're doing here.
That's what we're trying to do.
Be a part of this. And as Seth said, when it comes to the Million Dollar Advertising Giveaway, be sure to mention the morning show, mention WFHR, helps us with bragging rights.
Yep.
You know, it's a nice thing. We really appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
This is going on again. Save the date, Thursday, January 26th, the Million Dollar Advertising Giveaway. You can find out more by going to civicmedia.us/millions, civicmedia.us/millions.
It's going till midnight, or all the $1 million is gone. Get there early, everyone. That's what I'm going to say. Get as early as you can. Get in on this.
Keep in mind, you can go to civicmedia.us and bookmark it, and that's where not only we are streaming 24/7, but you can also catch all of our podcasts if you miss anything. And that involves all of our original content here at the station.
Yes,
Morning Show, Morning Magazine, Seth Faces the Music, Director's Cut.
It's all there.
All there for you. Be sure to do that. Spread the word about our shows. Stream us everywhere, wherever you are, even if you're not listening. Just have it streaming in the background.
In the background, doesn't matter.
We just had Sully and the dog. Sully loves radio in the background. Go ahead and play it. You know, just love it. Let it play. But we're really, really having a lot of fun with this, and we're wanting you to be a part of it, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Civicmedia.us. Go there right now. And while you're doing that, go ahead and listen to Melissa's News.
All right. Good idea.
Play that for you right here. We'll come back with some Betty Wright stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Hope you're having a good start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Yeah.
Mr. Purple joining us right there. Wasn't even his favorite color.
His royal badness.
Wasn't even his favorite color.
No, but for the whole purple rain thing really kind of
marked you.
That got him, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of, I believe his favorite color was orange. And orange rain just doesn't have the same feel to it. Welcome back, everyone. Seth and James here with you. Got some good stories of the day we're going to get to wrap up the show. But, of course, we can't get to the good without getting to the that ain't right.
Got to do that first. The natural order of things.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. You heard me mention this earlier. I got the 6 worst things to order to brunch.
I'm really curious about this
one. Of our That Ain't Right stories today.
Okay, very good.
Someone did a roundup of the worst foods to order at brunch according to chefs.
Okay.
That's the interesting part of this to me. From the chef's point of view.
Yeah.
Do we need to explain what brunch is?
I
was thinking about this during the break, and I'm like, huh.
I wouldn't normally say that, but maybe is brunch still as popular as it once was?
I
don't know anymore.
I don't know if when brunch was popular, honestly. And I know it was at a certain point, and maybe it is still or whatever. But I as far as like when, like, I don't know if I ever really knew necessarily. Like, hey, are we doing brunch?
Are we brunching right now?
I thought this was lunch.
Yeah. I mean,
Technically, according to the definition here, brunch is a meal eaten between 10 and 2 p.m., sometimes accompanied by an alcoholic drink. The meal originated in British Hunt breakfast. In the British Hunt breakfast.
Oh.
The word brunch is a word for breakfast and lunch. It's a combination of the words.
It's a portmanteau.
Portmanteau. Thank you. Portmanteau. Could not think of the word. Great word.
It is a great word.
Such a good word. Portmanteau. I wish I was from Portmanteau.
Doesn't
I wish that's right. Where are you from? Portmanteau.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a good name.
It does sound like a place, doesn't it? Yeah, it really does. I hope Phil's listening. He can do that one at some point.
Yes. So let's see this from the chefs. Here are the top six and why they're all things you might want to avoid. Anything you could easily make at home. If all you want is scrambled eggs and toast, go for it. But you're paying a premium for something you could make yourself for 50 cents.
Very good point.
And their version probably isn't much better than yours. And again, this is coming from the chefs.
Yeah. There's not really much you can do with scrambled eggs. They're pretty basic.
How about some good corned beef and hash?
Mm,
classic.
That's a good one.
A lot of people don't realize they prefer the cheap canned variety, so they're underwhelmed when it's made from scratch.
Really?
But also, restaurants tend to toss all kinds of leftovers in there, so you might be eating yesterday's scraps.
Well, that is one of the definitions of hash, I think, is kind of you're supposed to put a bunch of stuff into a skillet and fry it up. So, yeah.
Specialty omelets are another way they like to use and up old ingredients that are going bad. Something else to keep in mind there.
Interesting. The chefs are giving away all their secrets here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Careful there, guys.
Well, I will say this is kind of in the spirit of something Anthony Bourdain did quite a bit.
Mm.
I don't think many people did more to promote chefs and the respect and the pride and all this that it can be to be a chef.
The artistry, yeah.
Yes. While also at the same time making it so like, hey, we're taking this way too seriously. Come on, everybody. It's food. Let's have some fun here and everything. I loved Anthony Bourdain for so many reasons. I looked up to him. I admired him in so many different ways. But one of the biggest things I appreciated about him, I didn't even realize when I was watching him or reading his books, it was how he made rich, poor, rich ingredients, poor ingredients. It didn't matter. If you like it, that's all that matters.
Mm.
It comes down to that. Don't let people with a fancy palate tell you what's good.
Yeah.
If you like it, if you think it's good,
it's good.
Food is the number one thing. Yes, food is meant to give us energy and all these things.
We kind of need it, yeah.
And all that. But it's also supposed to be enjoyed. It's supposed to be fun. And he got that.
He did.
Eggs. Did you have some? Sorry.
I can tell you at the end, actually, before we get to the end of the list here.
Eggs Benedict. According to Anthony Bourdain, it's a risky order because bacteria loves Hollandaise sauce.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Chefs always make big batches of it ahead of time, so it's probably been sitting for a while.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. My eyes are being opened.
Yeah. Canadian bacon. It's lying to you. It's not real bacon. No. It's ham. No.
It's ham.
It comes pre-cooked, so all they're doing is heating it up.
Right.
It's not ordered as much as regular bacon, so if you're brunching on a Sunday, there's a chance it's been sitting in the fridge since last Sunday.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
That ain't right.
That ain't right.
Steak and eggs, another classic.
Yep.
Only order it if you're at a nice place where you know the steak is good. Otherwise, you usually get a tough, low-quality cut of the meat.
Yeah, usually like a round or something like that.
That, I think, I feel like that one's got to be pretty well known.
Yeah.
If you're a steak eater, you know that.
You know where the good steaks are, yeah.
I'm not buying a steak from a gas station. I'm not. But it's what you prefer.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
I actually know some people. I want to say a good friend of mine growing up, in fact, he liked a tough steak. How do you used to put it? I want to work out with my food. I want something like that. I don't know.
Well, that would do it. If you get a cheaper steak cut of meat, you're going to be chewing for a while.
When you're sweating while you're actually, you haven't even eaten, you're just cutting the meat. Yeah, I guess so. Just
pull out the chainsaw.
Forearms are going to get a really nice good workout of that. And bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys.
Mm.
If you're just trying to tie one on, hey, go for it. Don't worry about it.
Lots of opportunity.
But be ready for a hangover. When drinks are bottomless, they're usually made with the cheapest liquor, champagne, and juice they can find.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
See, now I can speak to that part. So every when I worked at the Duluth Entertainment Convention, I was in the bar department there. And every year, one of my favorite One of my favorite events we have had every year was the local Chefs Association brunch.
Oh.
They did it one day every year. All the local chefs would come in and make a breakfast, brunch specialty, egg, whatever it was. It didn't matter. The food, of course, out of this world. These were all professional chefs. They made this fabulous. Well, and it was one of the rare times that the bar was open, you know, before noon, because we had mimosas and Bloody Marys, and we would serve it for the people coming in.
Wow.
But I can tell you, yes, because we had, you know, it was free mimosa and all that stuff. Yeah, the champagne we used was pretty cheap. It's not like we were breaking out the Dom Perignon or anything like that. So, still, I have very fond memories because we, of course, got to eat after everyone was gone.
Oh, nice.
And, oh, man, the food was so good.
I can't imagine.
It was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else?
That was all I wanted to tell you.
We'll come back. We'll take our break right now. We'll come back, and we got our headline, Danny Wright story, along with some great, good stories of the day for you. Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour, where we'll kick off Morning Magazine for the day, where we will have Let's Talk Real Estate. J.R. Seward from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtor is going to join us in part one.
Nice.
And in part two, Anna James, Natural Resources Educator with UW-Madison Extension.
Nice.
Got a Danny Wright story here for you, though, first. The most important thing when committing a crime is not attracting attention to yourself.
You'd think.
And yet some criminals just can't help it. Just look at me, Louise. Two men in their 30s were arrested in Florida last Thursday for allegedly committing multiple burglaries. They were caught because their truck didn't have a license plate.
Oh.
It just had a cardboard sign that said, "Stolen Tag." I genuinely believe they wanted to be caught. I have a hard time believing that these two criminal masterminds, these future Ocean's 11 cast members, did not want to get caught.
How do you steal a tag? How do you steal? Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense.
I have a lot of follow-up questions for
this. Oh, wow.
The police say the pickup was spotted by a witness outside several houses where the burglaries occurred. Burglaries is not a fun word to say,
no,
by
burglaries.
The way.
It's
such a bad word. I don't like that word. Specifically, they noticed the sign. The police were alerted, and they were able to track down the truck and pull it over. When they searched it, they found stolen items, including jewelry and a handgun. The men are facing multiple charges of grand theft and burglary, and it isn't their first time. The men have previous convictions for theft on their records.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, there is no video or there nothing of this, but I think we can all we've all driven behind or seen somebody who has a makeshift tag in there. Did you ever see somebody who went like real artsy with it? I remember, and this was like the old Wisconsin license plates. Somebody we were driving behind. This is before I had a license. I was a kid, but somebody we were driving behind, and my papa goes, "Jimmy, look at this." And we look, and it's somebody who had a makeshift license plate, but they had drawn it on a piece of cardboard. But they drew it, and it was actually a really nice job. They did it looked really good, like a license plate. I don't think it was fooling anybody.
No.
It was clearly on cardboard. I mean, you could tell it was brown cardboard. But they did a really nice job of, like, fancying it up and everything.
That would be an interesting thing when the cop pulls them over, you know, for driving without a license plate. It's like, okay.
Hey, you're still getting a ticket, but I got to ask, like, what was the thought process here? Like, as you're writing up the ticket and everything. Oh, really? All right. Yeah. Oh, did you use that? That's really good. That ain't right.
Oh, boy.
But we can't have that ain't right not have some good. So we want to get some good stories of the day. Now, we'll talk more about this, too, a little bit tomorrow. But I did want to remind everybody that our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church are hosting a winter farmers market.
That's right.
This goes on Saturdays in the basement of the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. Mm-hmm. The hours are 9 to 1. Load-in starts about 8 a.m. And you can be done through the entrance to the market on 3rd Avenue South.
That's right
on the side of the church.
Mm-hmm.
This is sign up is available in person the day of and cash, check, or card. Do include that, and you can find out more by going to wrmoravian.org. It's wrmoravian.org. Just go way over to the right. There's a more section.
Yep,
and you can find the Winter's Farmer Market there. So still looking for vendors as well as people.
Yep. And of course, people to come. And the first one was very cool. I got to stop in there briefly, and it was really nice. I mean, it was a very steady traffic through there. And so if you are a vendor that are, you know, kind of on the fence about this, the first one was very successful. So we'd say, yeah, go check it out. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. We got a lot of space in the basement, too. So we got lots of room for more vendors.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Don't worry about that. We got lots of space. So
encourage you to check that out and help support our local farmers and our local ag industry and buy local.
Artisans, yep.
Yes, artisans, all of the above.
Yes, indeed.
Love our farmers markets and love that you guys are being able to host this over there. That's really cool.
It's really cool that we were able to work it out that we could do that. Yeah, it's really cool.
All the rain in California caused a rock slide near Malibu on Monday, and a last-second request by a guy's girlfriend saved his life.
Really?
And he will never hear the end of this.
No, he won't.
he was walking to his car when she called and said she forgot her purse at his place. He went back inside to get it and then heard a rumbling. When he got back to his car, a giant boulder had crashed through the roof and was sitting on the driver's seat.
Oh, my gosh.
He said it felt like a scene from the movie Final Destination.
Wow.
When I was a kid, I had a piano fall, like, right by me. And it was only, like, about two or three stories up.
Yeah.
It was not that far up. But up enough to where I would not be here.
Oh, it would have been, yeah. Pianos are huge, yeah.
That was freaky. But I was already pretty much crossing the street when it fell. It wasn't, like, right next to me or anything.
Right.
But that was freaky enough. I was, like, from me to, like, our sign away and stuff.
One of those, imagine if you'd been just a couple of seconds later.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that run through your mind, right?
God, I think of those. I think a lot of us have situations like that, and I just can't imagine like what him and the girlfriend must have been thinking on that one.
Wow.
And boy, if she's one of these people that like texts him every half an hour, and like he's been bugged by this, like you text me a little bit much, or you're a little clingy, like that's ending. That's
yeah,
over.
Now he's like completely talk to me as much as you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring him on. Bring him on.
Do you have to get married after that? Like, I mean, do you feel like you almost have to stay with that?
You
person?
Almost feel that way, yes. Yeah. But don't
no,
rush
no,
into anything.
No,
okay,
no,
don't.
No, no, no. A Good Samaritan helped a police officer pull a guy off a set of subway tracks in Brooklyn on Monday.
Ooh.
The cop's chest cam got it all on video. It is really like intense to watch, but
I'm sure
since you know how it ends, it's a little bit easier to watch, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
But a shout out to that person.
Yes, indeed.
A public safety officer in Michigan rescued a cat in a tree the other day. They posted a photo and said it could have been a catastrophe, but they were able to serve up some claw and order.
Oh, no. Come on now.
Nicely done. Nice. Oh, I love it. And have you seen the videos of a doggy daycare bus picking up dogs in Alaska?
Oh, no.
If you have not, do your eyeballs a favor and watch this video. They wait outside, and some know how to board the bus and find a seat on their own.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like little kids going on a bus.
Yeah, like looking for a seat. Okay. Oh, this is just too much. Oh, are you kidding me? Oh.
If you are a fan of the painting Dogs Playing Poker, you have to watch this video.
The harness system they have is amazing. That is so cool.
It's better than what little kids' buses look like. Like it looks safer for the dogs than it does.
Just for the kids on the bus.
They drive around. They pick up these dogs. Dogs are often like a little kid would be standing outside.
Just laying outside the door. Oh, my gosh.
And they just go right into the bus.
Oh.
They get locked in place so that they're, you know, not running around and get hurt or anything.
Yep.
They go bopping around.
That has got to be the happiest bus driver.
Yes.
On the planet.
Yes.
Is the guy who gets to pick up dogs every day. Can you imagine?
I love this video so dang much.
That's great.
I almost got a TikTok account just so I can look at this until I find it.
Watch it all day, every day.
It's the only thing. Like, if I had an account on TikTok, it's the only video I'd watch. It's the only thing I'd be on there for. It's so good.
Oh, that's good.
Do yourself a favor. Whatever search engine you use, doggy daycare bus. Doggy daycare bus. Google that. Look it up. Whatever you got.
It'll give you a smile for the day.
There are so many good stories out there, everybody.
Yeah.
We want more of them. We want more local ones. Get them to us.
Please do.
Seth, great show. Thanks a lot for hanging out today.
No problem, my brother.
A lot of fun. A big thank you to our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Madison, to Sully. Really good to meet you guys and to have Madison back. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You can find out more and support the Humane Society by going to swchs.com. And, of course, always looking for more advertisers for the Pet of the Week.
Yep.
Reach out to our team here for that.
Yes, indeed.
Got Morning Magazine coming up right here on All We Miss Heather. Let's just let Heather do it. Let's just let her.
All right.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.